down upon your knees. She never stumbles, she got no place to fall. She never stumbles, she got no place to fall. She's nobody's child, the law can't touch you at all. She wears an Egyptian red ring that sparkles before she speaks. She wears an Egyptian red ring, it sparkles before she speaks. A hypnotist collector, you are a walking antique. Time around. Said, don't waste your words, they're just lies. I cried, she was deaf. And she worked on my face until breaking my eyes and saying, what else you got left? It was then that I got up to go, but she said, don't forget. Everybody must give something back for something they get. I stood there and hummed I tapped on her drum. I asked her how come. And she buttoned her boot and straightened her suit. And she said, don't get cute. So I forced my hands in my pockets and filled with my thumbs. I gallantly handed her my very last piece of gum. She threw me outside. I stood in the dirt where everyone walked. But after finding out I'd forgotten my shirt, I went back and knocked. I waited in the hallway as she went to get it, and I tried to make sense out of that picture of you in your wheelchair that leaned up against her Jamaican rum. And when she did come, I asked her for some. She said, no, dear. I said, your words are not clear. You better spit out your gum. She screamed till her face got so red and she fell on the floor. Covered her up and then thought I'll go look through her drawer. And when I was through, I filled up my shoe and brought it to you. And you took me in. You loved me then. You didn't waste time. And I never took much. I never asked for your crutch. Now don't ask for mine. This used to be called Visions of Johanna, and now it's called Mother Revisited. Guitar, it could go on a tune all the time. My guitar got broken here in Australia, and I had to borrow this one. This is a good guitar, but you know, like, it's a folk music guitar. Folk music guitar. aches when you're trying to be so quiet. We're sitting there stranded, though we are doing our best to deny it. And Louise holds a handful of rain, tempting you to defy it. Lights flicker from the opposite glass. In this room, the heat pipes, they just cough. The country music station plays soft, but there's nothing, really nothing to turn off. Just Louise and her lover, so entwined. Visions of Johanna that conquer my mind. In the empty lot where the ladies play, blind man's bluff with the keychain, and the all-night girls, they whisper of escapades out on the D-train. We can hear the night watchman click his flashlight, ask himself if it's him or them that's really insane. But Louise, she's all right, she's just near. She's delicate and she seems like the mirror. But she just makes it all too concise and too clear that Johanna's not here. The ghost of electricity howls in the bones of her face, where these visions of Johanna have not taken my place. Little boy lost, he takes himself so seriously. He brags of his misery. He likes to live dangerously. And when bringing her name up, he speaks of her farewell kiss to me. He sure got a lot of gall to be so useless and all, muttering small talk at the wall while I'm in the hall. Oh, how can I explain? It's so hard to get on. And these visions of Johanna, they've kept me up past the dawn. Inside the museum, infinity goes up on trial. Voices echo, this is what salvation must be like after a while. But Mona Lisa must have had the highway blues. You can tell by the way she smiles. See the primitive wallflower freeze when the jelly-faced women all sneeze. Hear the one with the mustache say, "Geez, I can't find my knees." Jewels and binoculars hang from the head of the mule, but these visions of Johanna, they make it all seems so cruel. The peddler now speaks to the countess who's pretending to care for him, saying, "Name me somebody that's not a parasite, and I'll go out and say a prayer for him." But like Louise always says, you can't look at much, can you, many? She herself prepares for him. And Madonna, she still has not showed. We see this empty cage now corrode, where the cape of the stage once it flowed. The fiddler, he now steps to the road. He writes, "Everything's been returned which was owed," on the back of the fish truck that loads, while my conscience explodes. The harmonicas play, the skeleton keys and the rain, and these visions of Johanna are now all that remain. Take what you need, you think we'll last. But whatever you wish to keep, you'd better grab it fast. He understands you're orphan with his gun, crying like a fire in the sun. Look out, the saints are coming through, and it's all over now, baby blue. The highway is for gamblers, better use your sense. Take what you have gathered from coincidence. Empty-handed painter from your streets is drawing crazy patterns on your sheets. The sky too is folding over you, and it's all over now, baby blue. All your seasick sailors, they're all rowing home. All your reindeer armies, they're going home. The lover who has just walked out your door, taking all his blankets from the floor. The carpet too is moving under you, and it's all over now, baby blue. Stepping stones behind, something calls for you. Forget the dead you've left, they will not follow you. The vagabond is rapping at your door. He's standing in the clothes that you once wore. Strike another match, go start anew, and it's all over now, baby blue. Thank you. big idea can come. Of the hanging, they're painting the passports brown. Beauty parlors filled with sailors, the circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner, they've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker, he is in his pants. And the riot squad, they're restless, they need somewhere to go. As the lady and I look out tonight from Desolation Row. Cinderella, she seems so easy. It takes one to know one, she smiles and puts her hands into her back pocket, Betty Davis style. And in comes Romeo, he's moaning, "You belong to me, I believe." And someone turns and says to him, "My friend, you'd better leave." And the only sound that's left after the ambulances go is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row. Now the moon is almost hidden, stars, they're just pretending to hide. The fortune-telling lady has even taken all her things inside, all except for Cain and Abel and the hunchback of Notre Dame. Everyone is either making love or else expecting rain. And the good Samaritan, he's dressing, he's getting ready for the show. He's going to the carnival tonight on Desolation Row. Ophelia, she's neath the window, for her I feel so afraid. On her 22nd birthday, she already is an old maid. Now to her death is quite romantic, she wears an iron vest. Her profession is her religion, her sin is her lifelessness. I fixed upon Noah's great rainbow, she spends her time peeking into Desolation Row. Dame disguised as Robin Hood, with his memories in a trunk. Passed this way an hour ago with his friend, some jealous monk. Now he looked so immaculately frightful as he bummed a cigarette. Then he went off sniffing dream pipes and reciting the alphabet. You would not think to look at him, but he was famous long ago for playing the electric violin on Desolation Row. Dr. Filth, he keeps his world locked inside of his leather cup, but all his sexless patients, they are trying to blow it up. Now his nurse, some local loser, she's in charge of the cyanide hole. She also keeps the cards that read, "Have mercy on his soul." They all play on the penny whistle. You can hear them blow if you lean your head out far enough from Desolation Row. Across the street they've nailed the curtains, they're getting ready for the feast. The Phantom of the Opera in the perfect image of a priest. Aspen feeding Casanova to get him to feel more assured. Then they'll kill him with self-confidence after poisoning him with words. And the Phantom shouts to skinny girls, "Get out of here if you don't know." Casanova, he's just being punished for going to Desolation Row. Midnight, all the agents and the superhuman crew come out and round up everyone that knows more than they do. And they bring them to the factory where the heart attack machine is strapped across the shoulders. And then the kerosene is brought down from the castles by insurance men who go check to see that no one is escaping to Desolation Row. Neptune, the Titanic sails at dawn. Everybody's shouting, "Which side are you on?" And Ezra Pound and T.S. Eliot fighting in the captain's tower, while calypso singers laugh at them and fishermen hold flowers. Between the windows of the sea where lovely mermaids flow, and nobody has to think too much about Desolation Row. Thank you. I received your letter yesterday. About the time the doorknob broke, when you asked me how I was doing, was that some kind of joke? All these people that you mention, yes, I know them, they're quite lame. I had to rearrange their faces and give them all another name. Right now I cannot read too well. Don't send me no more letters, no, not unless you mail them from Desolation Row. Nobody feels any pain. Tonight as I stand inside the rain, everybody knows that baby's got new clothes. But lately I see her ribbons and her bows have fallen from her coat. She takes just like a woman. Yes, she does. She makes love like a woman. Yes, she does. And then she aches just like a woman. But she breaks just like a little girl. Queen Mary, she's my friend. Yes, I believe I'll go see her again. Nobody has to guess that baby can't be blessed. Well, she sees finally that she's like all the rest, with her fog, her amphetamine, and her pose. She tastes just like a woman. Yes, she does. She makes love just like a woman. Yes, she does. And then she aches just like a woman. But she breaks just like a little girl. It was raining from the first And I was dying of thirst, so I came in here. And your long time curse hurts, but what's worse is this pain in here. I can't stay in here. Ain't it clear that I just don't fit? Yes, I believe it's time for us to quit. But when we meet again and are introduced as friends, please don't let on that you knew me when I was hungry and it was your world. Are you fake just like a woman? Yes, you do. You make love like a woman. Yes, you do. And then you ink just like a woman. But you break just like a little girl.
Thank you.
just let me follow you down. Just let me come home with you. I'll buy you rope and twine, honey, just for you to climb. Yes, I'll do anything in this God Almighty world. Just drive me out of my mind. I'll buy you gun that squirts. I'll buy you velvet shirts. Yes, I'll do anything in this God Almighty world. Just don't make me hurt. Baby, let me follow you down. Baby, let me follow you down. Well, I'd do anything in this God Almighty world if you just let me follow down. Baby, let me follow you down. Baby, let me follow you down. Well, I'll do anything in this God Almighty world if you just let me follow you down. This is about a painter down in Mexico City who travels from North Mexico up to Del Rio, Texas all the time. His name was Tom Thumb. And right now he's about 125 years old, but he's still going. And everybody likes him a lot down there. He's got lots of friends. And this is when he was going through his blue period painting. And he's made countless amount of paintings you couldn't even think of. This is his blue period painting. I just dedicate this song to him. It's called Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues. You know Tom Thumb. Tell her things called her the goddess of gloom. She speaks good English and she invites you up into her room. Yes, you're so kind and careful not to go to her too. You might pick one or the other. Neither of them are to be what they claim. If you're looking to get silly, you better go back to from where you came. Because the cops don't need you. Who just arrived here from the coast? Looked so fine and best, but left looking just like the
you can sing well.
I think I sing great. Most people underestimate my voice, but left alone in a empty room, I can sing better than anybody else.
How do you get on a hole with a lot of people?
Well, it's a hard question to answer. I've had voice training, you know. I just sing in front of the microphones in the hall, and it rings, you know. That's all. I depend on microphones in the full hall. That's a different circumstance, though, you know.
Who was the man that you first got the folk, got the folk kick from? It was Woody Guthrie, wasn't it? You were sort of a devotee of Woody Guthrie?
It was Hank Williams.
Hank Williams. And he was more a cowboy sort of singer, was he?
No, he's a country and western singer.
Well, I understand that you are a devotee of Woody Guthrie, nevertheless, is that right?
Well, I know who Woody Guthrie is. I listen to his music. I even Got wrapped up in the idea of him for a certain time, but not a long time. Not a long time at all. No more time than, you know, than it would take to learn one of his songs, really.
Oh, I see. I understood that you were more wrapped up in him than that, and that Woody, you never ever became sort of commercial. I just wondered what his attitude would be to your...
Well, he never became commercial because he got sick. But I'd be wondering what his attitude would be today if he was around.
Would you say that Negroes are better musicians than the white race?
Yeah, they used to be, but I don't think so anymore.
Right. Now, why is this? Do you think that you're up there with them?
No, most of them are going to colleges now. Most of them now live in the suburbs. A lot of them do, not most of them. Negro music used to be great music because it was all poverty music. At all, it was, you know, there wasn't any pick and choice. There wasn't any one great one. They're all great. But now, God, you know, I must know myself. I must know 100 white people who can sing blues better than 200 Negroes.
Riding on a train going west, I fell asleep for to take my rest. I dreamed a dream that made me sad, concerning myself and the first few friends I had.
A lot of people are paranoid, and a lot of people are, you know, afraid, and they have to prejudge things. They can't go to sleep at night unless they satisfy themselves, you know, their minds. They have to talk at the table, you know. They have to verify their, you know, their paranoia, you know, so they have to prejudge everything. Most people do prejudge me, but that's nothing extra special about that. Most people prejudge everything.
It's been said that you can't sing, actually, but the words are the main thing. What do you agree with this at all?
I have to be a very good singer, sir. I happen to be an excellent singer.
What about the lyrics you write? Do you think that's more important or the singing?
My voice.
You like your voice?
Yes, sir. I'm a singer. That's why I'm here, to sing. These songs are just I just happen to write them.
So, do you think, sit down and think what you're writing, or do you just go ahead and write?
I've answered that question. Television cameras.
We weren't here then. Can you repeat it?
What's it on television?
This is radio. We wondered if you'd like to answer for this meeting.
I answered on the television. I can't remember.
Which medium do you prefer, radio or TV?
I prefer movies, really.
You prefer the movies. Have you any chance of doing a movie?
Any chance of doing a movie?
Not nearly as well as I
do. I don't have to ask other people. I don't know. You have to ask other people. I'm not.
Would you be keen to do a movie yourself?
What?
Would you be keen to do a movie yourself?
Would I be keen? What's that mean?
Would you be interested in doing a movie?
I'd be interested to do a movie by myself. I'd be very keen, yeah.
In what stage of your life, Bob, did you find this was the sort of thing you wanted to do? I mean, has it always been that way, or just
it's always been that way, yes, it's always been that way. Of course, it's always been that way.
I mean, how do you know? There's sort of a certain feeling that you want to... You don't want to communicate with people, do you, really?
No.
What actually do you want to do?
Nothing.
I mean, you'd rather do nothing, but you sort of sing because you have to.
I don't have any job that I have to do.
No.
I mean, I have nobody that's bossing me. You know? I don't have any assignments, you understand? I don't have anything which I have to get done because I'm going to lose something. You know, I just have nothing like that.
You feel any restraint at
no.
losing something?
No, you know, if people are nice to me, I'm nice to them. But if people got something else in the back of their minds, I can destroy them.
What, with your songs and lyrics, you can destroy them?
Sit here and destroy them. Mm.
What about your parents? Do you feel anything towards your parents? Some people say...
I have no contact with my parents. I've never had contact with my parents.
Did you miss this at all?
Miss this? I've never had it.
You
never had
any real contact with anybody.
No, I just wondered, what do you think about other teenagers? Do you think it's a good idea for them to...
I never played football, basketball, soccer. I never went to, track meets. I never had good grades in school. I never was in the honor society. I never graduated with high degrees. I never took an interest in anything. There just was none there. I didn't know it. So.
Well, what is success, Bob, really? What do you think?
Success?
What is it? No, really?
I don't know. What do you think it is?
I don't know.
Are you successful?
Well, I'm supposed to be. But
are you successful?
I'm supposed to be in my field, isn't
I? I'm supposed to be in my field, too.
Yeah. What is it, money or something? Well, I don't know. What is
it? Well, you answer what it is for you now.
I would say satisfaction.
I want to hear your words.
All right, my word to success is having real satisfaction in the job you're doing. Do you agree?
Do I agree? Well, I agree. I guess, yeah, it's fine. You said it, I didn't.
Do you make money a yardstick, or doesn't it matter to you at all, money?
Make money a yardstick?
In life, do you think that having a lot of money is a good thing, or doesn't it really worry you at all having... I mean, you must have a lot of money by singing the songs you do. Do you sing songs because you can make some money out of this, or do you sing just because you like to sing the songs and money doesn't mean anything at all?
I consider that an insult, sir.
And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I follow your casket by the pale afternoon, and I watch while you look down to your deathbed, and I stand over your grave, and I'm sure that you're dead.
I have more faith in Nashville than you do in New York City. New York City is well, I don't know if you've ever been to New York City, but. But New York City is just a bunch of tenement buildings going sky high, you know, and it's very little space or air or room to breathe there. And it rubs off on recordings, too, you know. But in Nashville, it's different than that. In Nashville, people sit around, you know, if they want to. If they want to make the record with you, they just sit around and wait all night until you're ready. But they won't do that in New York. They get bored and talk and bring down some kind of way. That's a put down of New York, because things like that. But it's true, you know, that they get tired faster.
You're writing a book. When do you expect your book to be released, and what's the book all about?
It should be released in August or September. It's rhythmic. As far as what happens in the book, I can't really explain that because it's all self-explanatory, you know. Okay,